warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob and Your Life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I just had a long nap.
Doug, I did not go to sleep after the signatures were turned in Colorado Friday.
You didn't?
No, I just went into a coma.
Yeah.
I went into a coma, and I came out Sunday morning in time for church at Denver Bible Church.
We're like, what a powerhouse sermon, by the way.
We had so much fun talking about the universe and what lies beyond the universe.
I never heard some of the things that you discussed, especially regarding the redshift.
Redshift of the galaxies. Isn't that cool?
That's astonishing.
Yeah, and
so people who are into romance and science will appreciate the sermon.
Because it was Valentine's Day sermon.
It was the Valentine's Day.
About stars. Stars are romantic.
Very romantic.
Huh? Like her teeth are like stars. They come out at night. Sorry. Sorry, but it was usually we do a Valentine's Day sermon at Denver Bible Church.
It was awesome.
It was really a lot of fun, but guess what?
What?
Technical problem.
No technical problems. There can't be any technical problems.
The sermon was not recorded. Usually it is, but we lost the sermon.
Well, I'm going to vote for a redo on it because...
what a good idea. Next Sunday, I'll do the exact same sermon.
That might drive some of the women out of the church.
That's true. You know what? The men were more interested in that sermon than the women.
What's the deal with that? How come men are more interested in hearing about the redshift, the harmonized? What is it? Harmonized redshift? No.
No, quantized.
Quantized. Quantized. That's even better.
Yeah.
Quantized redshift in the galaxy.
Men and women are different.
I've noticed that.
Now, you wouldn't know that if you look atop the Drudge Report today.
Oh, the skater.
Doug,
my goodness.
I just can't
have
hardly...
the producer pull up the Drudge Report right now and look at the skater. I thought...
I just can't hardly take it.
First of all, the fur was lovely.
The fur was
lovely.
I will
give her that. The fur was lovely.
It's not a her.
It's
why
not a her.
Why is it that male flight attendants
are
homosexuals?
Why
is that?
Flight
attendant guys, why are they all homos? And they say, you know, I don't want to do their list, but they say, please put your tray tables in the upright and locked position. They always say it with a lisp.
What's the deal with that?
And then the pilot comes on in a deep voice, and he says, oh, we're at 32,000 feet. You know, the pilots are all men, and the flight attendant guys are all girly men.
Bob,
why?
Pilots and flight attendant guys are different.
They're different. And figure skaters.
Yeah, now figure skaters, that one at the top of Drudge today, that really got me today with the little coiffed hairdo and the fur on the shoulders.
Oh, no.
Turns out it's a boy.
It's just too, do you see it?
Is she still on top of Drudge?
It's just, what is it?
You can't put a picture up like that without some explanation.
Does she take estrogen or something?
It's a boy. It's a he.
Susan Estrogen. What? It's a he?
It's a he. I had to read the story.
It's shocking.
You read the story and then you're shocked about halfway through when you realize. So here's another reason not to watch the Olympics. And I wasn't really going to be involved in watching any of the skating anyway.
That poor driver who got killed.
The loser.
Yeah.
From Georgia.
What a sad thing.
I read the story.
One of the other athletes said, in sports, when you make a mistake, you're not supposed to die because people make mistakes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to die.
Not supposed to. And the track was 9 miles an hour faster than it was designed to be. 86 miles an hour? Or so, they're going 96 miles an hour.
That's pretty scary.
That is scary.
Now, from what I understand, they've rectified the situation while the Olympic officials there in Vancouver have claimed no responsibility and no wrongdoing.
But
they have shortened the track.
They fixed the track.
They're making everyone start at the women's start instead of the men's, which was, I think, 100 and some odd feet further up the hill.
Yeah, but men and women are equal.
Well, apparently.
So why would there be a women's start? Like in golfing.
That's true.
What's with that?
The women's tees.
And in chess.
In chess?
What's with this? I thought we have the exact same abilities.
Wait a minute. There isn't a women's starting point in chess, is there?
I think there is. I think that you're supposed to give up a knight.
Is that right?
If you play a girl.
Oh, man. You're going to get us in trouble.
No.
All right. If you disagree, give us a call. 1-800-836-9278 is the number to call.
That's what Bobby Fischer said. 1-800-836-9278. Bobby Fischer said, there's not a woman in the world who I can't play and give up a knight and beat.
Really?
That's what he said.
Now, I wonder if he ever...
Now, I have a theory on that.
On women in chess?
Yeah.
Or men in chess?
We have theories on most things here at Bob and Yurt Live.
Indeed.
But men are better at three-dimensional spatial calculations.
Uh-huh.
So, like, if you take a knight in your lower right-hand square on a chess board...
Okay, I'm visualizing that.
64 squares.
Yeah.
And you move it so that it's going to land on the second to the rightmost square. And then you're going to move it again so it lands on the third to the rightmost square.
Yeah.
And you got to go through the whole chessboard, row by row, back and forth, and get to the end. And you time yourself to see how fast you can do that. And men will do that much quicker than women generally.
Wow.
Because it doesn't take any real chess skill to do that. But it's just three-dimensional spatial calculations, just sensing it. And for some reason, men are better at, like, arches and bridges over rivers.
Right, right.
And they're better at math, and they're better at trash.
And women are better at preserving civilization generally.
Yeah, women are better at the unimportant things like relationships and communication.
Right, well, I don't know that those are so unimportant.
Well, to hear a feminist talk, you'd assume that men are better at math and science. Women are better at language, communication, relationships, and the feminists get upset.
They
want to be better at trash and springs.
I'm not sure what's up with that. No. Now, if you can't luge like a man, you're just not a real woman, according to the National Organization for Women.
That's right. But this guy, you know, and the other athlete who said, in sports, if you make a mistake, you're not supposed to die. You know, there's a lot of sympathy toward that. And this poor guy, but downhill skiing is very dangerous.
That's why I've never gotten on skis. I'm sure I would die.
You could die.
I'm relatively clumsy, and I would
fact,
die.
In fact, didn't Cher, was,
not
didn't Cher.
Cher
get killed
no,
downhill?
Unfortunately, it was Sonny.
Oh, it was Sonny.
Yes, Cher remains with us.
Oh.
Yes, but Sonny I believe.
In Colorado, maybe? Or
yes, he hit an immovable object.
He did.
A tree.
A tree.
Yes.
Which happened to be moving when he hit it. The tree was moving.
Somehow the tree got out there in front of him.
Well, actually, the trees, my sons and I, we had a discussion about this weekend.
Explain this. The tree was moving you caught me off guard with that.
We were doing ice hockey outdoors.
Okay.
At Evergreen Lake in the Rocky Mountains.
That's a manly thing to be doing.
It was just great.
Yeah.
And we talked about, and as we're walking to the car through, you know, like a forest environment, and we talked about the trees and how fast they're moving, and they're moving 500 miles an hour if you just take the rotation of the Earth on its axis.
The rotation of the Earth, I forgot about.
But then you add the Earth's orbit around the sun, and the sun's is moving around the Milky Way galaxy.
Wow.
And the Milky Way is cruising through the local group. Turns out that tree is moving 1.1 million miles per hour.
Wow.
So how do you not hit the tree? That's what I want to know. How do you not hit something that's moving that fast? So it's dangerous. Sports are dangerous. I feel terrible for this guy. And probably the track was designed poorly.
Well, it was designed to be fast. That's for sure.
We got the International Space Station where the parts don't fit together.
Is that what happened? I heard that they were having some sort of problem there that...
And we sent a mission to, was it Jupiter? And remember this a few years ago, and they accidentally, the engineers put in miles instead of kilometers, and we crashed into the planet. And there's too many mistakes being made at basic math in science. And I think the fact that America's public schools are failing.
The education system is failing us.
Yeah, and so... just basic, like, the parts don't fit. You would think the parts
would
have fit on the space station.
So what did they send up? They sent up some 9/16 bolts, and they were supposed to be 12 millimeters, something like
metric.
That?
You know, too bad we didn't go to metric back in the 70s when the liberals wanted us to go metric.
Yeah. Well.
They were, you know, it's not often the liberals are right.
Not often.
But they were right when they wanted us to go metric. We should have gone metric.
You know, my wife is from Japan.
Yeah.
And when she moved here, I was working a job where I used a ruler and measurements quite often.
Yeah.
And one day she saw what I was doing and she said, "What kind of insanity is that? A 16th, a 32nd, a 64th? Where did you guys come up with that?
12 inches in a foot and 8 feet is how many inches? And it's
so
just,
she asked
and how
me,
about ounces in a gallon?
And she would ask
Who
me
came
the question.
Up with that?
You'd say there's 3 feet in a yard and she would say, why?
Why are there 3 feet in a yard?
I don't know.
And why are there 5,280 feet in a mile?
In a mile. There is no...
I mean, how do you come up with these things? So we should switch to metric and maybe Bob and Eric Live. I mean, we've been promoting personhood for some years.
When we get personhood done, we'll lead the charge
for
metric. The metric system. Okay. I'm all for that. It can't be nearly as difficult.
That's got to be way easier.
Way easier.
And we'd probably get some flunky liberals to take our side.
Yeah, we could get some big donations from the liberal groups.
Yeah, because we'll say Europe's doing it. It's got to be
right.
Good.
It must be good.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk
about... So much for
briefly,
the euro, by the way. But yeah.
Update on the telethon.
Telethon.
Yes, this was
Bob and Your Live telethon to keep us on the air for another year broadcasting.
Yes, now the goal is $40,000. We're approaching 10% of that.
We are.
Yeah, amazingly.
Well, Doug, we've been spending all our effort on personhood and getting signatures in.
Yeah.
So I'm so thankful to the audience for carrying the water for us while we're goofing off trying to stop child killing.
Yeah. Well, I want to give congratulations to the state of Colorado. They lead the pack right now. You know who's second to Colorado?
Who?
The nation of Germany.
Whoa, Germany.
So we got a whole – Colorado's ahead of a whole country.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And then next we have Hawaii.
So these are states that have given money to keep Bob and Your Live on the radio, states and countries.
And countries, that's right. Indiana's right up there too in fourth place.
Indiana.
And then we have had donations from Louisiana, Maryland, Montana, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Texas, Wisconsin, Alabama, and of course Indiana, Germany, Colorado. Mm. All to keep Bob Enyart on the local radio station here in Denver.
That is astounding.
And it is
Thank
important.
You, guys.
It needs to happen. So if you have not yet donated, give us a call, 1-800-836-9278, and give what you can with a cheerful heart for the telethon to keep Bob Enyart on the radio here in Denver.
So, Doug, tomorrow in Mississippi, Cal's Astro, Personhood USA, and American Family Association, Don Wildman, Tim Wildman, they are going to jointly with the state's lieutenant governor turn in their petition signatures.
Now, I thought there was a ruling that they had to certify them somehow.
Yeah, they won a lawsuit, and the Secretary of State down there, to save face, he said, we extended it because of the weather.
Too much
global warming down south.
Right. All that snow in Mississippi.
Yeah. So anyway, they extended it till Tuesday, and that's fine. I mean, that's appropriate.
Yeah, it's good.
And they're turning in over 100,000 signatures. So down in Mississippi and Colorado, if we don't count all the other states, 200,000 signatures being turned in this weekend.
Yep. American citizens, patriots all, standing up and saying, if you're afraid to define when life begins, we are not. We are here to help.
Yeah.
We will help you define it because we know.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's
an organism.
Stuff.
Now, liberals tend to not know the difference between a cell and an organism. They have a hard time with that.
Well, I wouldn't think so. I would think that...
They do. They have a basic biology 101. In fact, even Nine News...
Nine News here in Denver, NBC affiliate.
Now, Nine News, they crack me up.
Yeah, well, you know, they all have they're at the distinct disadvantage of having gone to journalism school in the last 40 years.
Yeah, and, you know, but this one is so embarrassing. This is worse than, let's see, worse than who? Worse than the Secretary of State in California.
Yeah.
Who said that Jerry Brown, remember him?
I remember Jerry Brown.
Jerry Moonbeam.
Yeah.
Who put on the actual personhood petition there in California that this would define human beings to include fertilized eggs.
A fertilized egg,
now
is that right?
He said that. And of course, the Carnegie Institute for Science.
Yeah.
They have the world's definitive study on the beginning of human life and human reproduction.
Interesting.
Carnegie stages. And they say, look, stop using terms that are not scientific.
Right.
And they say the term egg is best reserved for the breakfast table. That's what they say at Carnegie Institute for Science.
I like that. I may adopt that myself.
Yeah, that's on American Right to Life. If you go to AmericanRTL.org/egg, and that pops right up. But listen to what 9 News in Denver said on the air and in print. It's on their website right now.
These are people who are paid to report the news.
These are alleged journalists.
Alleged journalists.
These are alleged journalists.
Okay.
And 9 News is what network? Do you
That's
recall?
The NBC affiliate here.
Denver's NBC affiliate.
KUSA.
The general manager there, Mark Cornetta.
Yeah.
He's got to get this fixed.
Okay, well,
this
we'll try to help
This is just him. Embarrassing. Here's what they said. And it's on their website right now.
Okay.
Personhood Colorado collected nearly 4,000 more signatures than the 76,000 needed. The proposal would change the definition of humans in the state constitution to include fertilized embryos.
So they
fertilized embryos at 9 News.
Would you guys get me somebody on the line from 9 News?
Get 9 News on the horn. So now they've graduated from fertilized egg to fertilized embryo.
Look, who's in the studio audience? We've got a longtime engineer.
From one of the networks. What network?
Look at that. Dave is here.
What network were you involved with, Dave?
Let's not give his last name on the air. We don't want to get him in trouble.
No, we don't.
But maybe Dave could help us.
Maybe he's got a backdoor number there over to 9 News to try to correct. So, Bob, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Bill Clinton who first intimated that there could be a such thing as a fertilized embryo.
Fertilized embryos.
If I'm not mistaken, Bill Clinton said that, yes, in the stem cell research, we will be using embryos, but not fertilized
embryos. Not fertilized embryos. Now,
so 9 News must have picked up on that.
These rocket scientists are just so well educated in biology. In fact, at 9 News, Mark Cornetta, the question for him is, okay, you guys say that this would include fertilized embryos.
Yeah.
Now, mm-hmm. Mark Cornetta,
okay,
a fertilized embryo, that's compared to what? An unfertilized embryo? I mean, to millions of Americans, abortion is the most contested issue in the country, and yet the liberal media can't even get the basic biology correct.
Mm.
Not even the basic biology.
I'm wondering if maybe they don't want to.
Mark Cornetta, come on. You're running the station. Please, could you get this fixed?
Now,
and if you go to AmericanRTL.org/egg,
yeah,
you'll get a link to your own website where you guys talk about fertilized embryos.
Oh, my.
It's embarrassing.
If I'm not mistaken, an embryo is an embryo. It's neither a fertilized nor an unfertilized embryo. It's an embryo.
Well, we have fertilized Democrats.
We do.
Running the media here in Denver. Fertilized Democrats. The fertilized Democrats at the Denver Post,
yeah,
they didn't even report that the Personhood Amendment turned in 80,000 signatures. They haven't even reported the most significant human rights event in the state. They haven't even reported
in their lifetime. And I scanned the Saturday Denver Post, which I have not done, I don't think, ever. Every page of the Saturday Denver Post, of the paper copy,
yeah,
looking to see if there would even be just a little blurb.
Blurb.
The Denver in the West section.
Blurb.
Not even a blurb.
Well, you know, the Denver Post has been into this global warming thing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And, Doug, we've been on the air for almost 20 years, Bob and Yurt Live, and we've been making fun of the global warming hype because the sun causes global warming.
Yeah.
The ice in Antarctica has been increasing by thousands of square kilometers. Mars got hotter.
Mm-hmm.
Mars got hotter. From
right.
What? Mars SUVs? Mars rovers?
All the cattle? On,
the cattle on
the
Mars,
the
methane,
cattle
flatulence. So Mars got hotter a while back because the sun put out the slightest bit of additional energy. You know, of all the stars in the galaxy that we've studied,
yeah,
thank God that he's given us this stable star that we have. Unlike virtually any star known, our star is so amazingly stable. In the energy it puts out, imagine if it put out 5% more energy.
Well, I think that would be catastrophic.
1% more energy. I don't know what the variation is, but it is so wonderfully stable to lovingly take care of life on Earth.
It doesn't seem like an accident. It seems like we were given the sun on purpose so that we could live.
The sun is a light. It's an energy source, heat. So, so we have the main global warming expert in the world.
The big news. What's
his
name? Name?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil Jones over at East Anglia.
Punxsutawney Phil Jones.
East Anglia University. Doesn't that sound like something out of a...
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like something out of a novel.
Well,
East Anglia.
Punxsutawney Phil Jones, the world's leading global warming expert, apparently saw his shadow and now admits the obvious. Here's what he said in the last 2 days.
What's Phil been talking about?
He said, warming periods have happened before.
Okay.
And not due to man burning fossil fuels.
Oh, really?
He said this. He said, there has been no global warming since 1995.
Now, that's...
That's a long time ago.
That's before Al Gore got on the bandwagon.
There. Yeah.
It's got to be embarrassing.
And his data for the infamous hockey stick graph.
I've seen that graph.
You know, the hockey stick, in England, they were reporting on the hockey stick graph this weekend, and they were mocking the skeptics, saying there's absolutely no evidence against the hockey stick graph, which says that everything got dramatically warmer in the last couple decades.
Right, right.
Well, here's what Punxsutawney Phil Jones says about the data that he used to plot the hockey stick graph.
Okay.
He said the data is missing.
Well, that doesn't cut it.
All these freedom of information requests for him to produce the data that he used to make the hockey stick
graph.
That's
right. There's been a number of requests.
He says, I don't have the data. I can't find it. He says, my office is disorganized.
Oh,
I'm not good at keeping. That's what he, Punxsutawney Phil himself, is saying this. And his cohorts, or his co-conspirators, are saying, you know, he's a nice guy, but he's very disorganized. He is the world's leading expert on global warming. He is the authority by which the world has spent billions of dollars. Billions.
Now Bob, I myself am not the most organized person, and that's why in my circle of co-conspirators, I have them make copies of stuff that I'll probably lose.
Yeah, right.
Maybe some of Phil's friends, maybe they should check some of their backup drives.
He should have been using Gmail.
That's right.
Because it would have kept the hockey stick data for him.
But not unlike our friends over at Nine News who don't want to know the difference between a fertilized embryo and an embryo and a person. The folks over at East Anglia, maybe they just don't want to know.
What is an unfertilized embryo?
That's an interesting question, an unfertilized embryo.
Yeah, and really, that's a question for the general manager over at NBC's Nine News in Denver, Mark Cornetta.
We're going to shoot a memo over to Mark, and we'll back it up so we have a copy in case there's any questions later.
Yeah, so we have fertilized alleged reporters in Denver.
Yeah. They're
fertilized Democrats.
They're allegedly fertilized.
Who are willing to sacrifice their own reputation.
Yes, their own integrity.
As being educated.
I mean,
if you're in the media, you should be educated. If you're reporting on the biological beginnings of human life, shouldn't you know something about embryology or an ovum or a sperm? Or a zygote, or a blastocyst, or something? Should you know nothing and you get on Nine News?
And are you willing to publish something that leads people to openly question your intelligence and your education and possibly jeopardize your career? I mean, if people start thinking you're a moron, you're not going to get a job at the next news station.
You know what? It's hard for the Denver Post to sell papers because people don't care anymore what the Denver Post says.
That's right.
The Denver Post buys into the global warming scam that's foisted on the world by morons who can't keep track of their data, the data used in the number one scientific claim of the last 10 years.
Right. Hook, line, and sinker over there at Nine News.
And the Denver Post.
And the Denver Post.
Compost.
Yeah.
The Denver Compost.
Do you know why we get the Denver Post at our house?
Why?
The coupons. That's the only reason. Double coupons at the grocery store. The rest of the paper goes right into garbage.
Well, that's commendable that you could put up with the post in your home to get the coupons. We can't do that.
We do use it sometimes to wash windows as well because it is an effective, good medium for
washing windows.
Yeah, it's
good
for that.
I think Westward is better for that.
Okay, well.
Because it's free.
Oh, I should look into that.
And to line the birdcage.
That fits into the whole coupon thing, too, where we're interested in saving money.
That's true. Boy, all right, so the global warming scam, talk about a retreat from global warming. Mm. It is falling apart as Al Gore is trying to get people who are struggling economically to waste billions of dollars tilting at windmills like Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Al Gore is a moron. Al Gore.
And now the 9 News and the Denver Post, now we know why the media is losing viewers and people are going to alternative sources because we just don't believe them anymore.
We don't believe them anymore because they have such an ideological axe to grind. They simply can't be honest. Has 9 News, I don't know, maybe they have. Have they reported 31,000 American degreed scientists who signed a petition saying there is no man-made global warming? Do they report that every time they do a global warming hype story? I don't know.
I would be willing to bet no, that they have not.
And 31,000, including 9,000 PhDs. And Doug, we had one PhD, works for the government, helped us put the sign on the mountain.
Oh, yeah. Great guy.
DNC destroys unborn children.
Yeah.
So I called him and I said, I'd like to know. I saw your name on this petition. I want to do my own check. Did you really sign this anti-global warming? He said, yes, I did.
Wow.
They checked every PhD. They got in touch with them, checked what their credentials are, what their field is, what their degree is, and then they added their name to the petition.
So these were real scientists.
31,000.
These were scientists who could probably tell you the difference between an ovum and a fertilized embryo.
Yeah, a cell and an organism.
A cell and an organism.
A cell and an organism. Now, at 9 News, they apparently don't know the difference between a cell and an organism. And they certainly don't know the difference between a fertilized embryo and an unfertilized embryo. Why don't we offer?
All right, but maybe they're following their political leaders, Bob. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Hot off the presses over in Qatar. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton was over there.
Yeah.
And she says, she's quoted
in gutter?
As
gutter. She was over in gutter?
Yeah, I like Qatar better.
Qatar. However you say it.
Anyway, Hillary says she thinks, or in fact, the Obama administration believes, that Iran is moving toward a military dictatorship.
She didn't. She said
that.
That
yesterday.
Where has she been for 30 years?
She said that yesterday, that's what they believe may be occurring in Iran.
The left, they're lunatics. They're simply lunatics.
I am questioning, questioning her intelligence.
Because
and
Obama
her
said, let's just be nice. Let's tell them that we love them.
Right.
And then they'll stop being terrorists.
And now, since that's not working
That's not working. They're saying, you know what? We think they might be becoming bad guys. Oh, brother.
Perhaps the dictatorship in Iran has been fertilized recently, and we're just discovering it. It's just embarrassing. But, Bob, we're here to help, right? We'll get a memo off to the fellow there at 9 News. What was his name?
We'll ask 9 News to report on the fertilized Ahmadinejad.
Yeah. We'll be here to help.
The alleged reporters at 9 News.
We'll send a memo, and we'll make a backup copy.
Check them out. Talk to Hillary.
That's right.
All right. Help us out. KGov.com, KGOV.com, 800-8-NR. God bless you guys for helping with personhood. Maranatha.